This show furnished by NeuroHealth LLC.
You're listening to The Dr. D Show about neuropsychology and well-being.
Get the knowledge you must have to live a powerful, positive life.
The Dr. D Show. Here for you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Dr. D Show today. It is wonderful to have you all with us. I am so excited because I have here in the room with me Mr. Fraser Smith. Welcome to the show.
Dr. D, how are you?
I'm doing better than ever.
I've
just had my coffee.
I just met you, but I know that's true.
You could tell, right?
Somehow it's true, yeah.
Women are good liars.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that. Apropos,
that's what the
women.
Show's all about, right?
That's what the show is about.
Those lying women.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, how'd you get Richard Blade to do your intro? That was fantastic.
Thank you. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who it is. Who's that person? You know that
person?
I think
it's Richard Blade.
Oh, my gosh. His voice.
Anyone with an English accent, I say, is Richard Blade.
It was a killer, that voice.
Yeah.
All right, listeners. As you know, this is a psychoeducational show. It's not meant to replace professional mental
health. Oh, then I'm in the wrong room. I'm sorry.
It's not really meant to replace this professional mental health advice.
It's not?
No. If somebody has a problem, they do need to go and reach out for professional
help. They have to get
help.
Professional help.
They do.
Yeah.
Today, we're just talking
we're
about
amateurs.
Knowledge.
I have no idea.
Well, with that in mind, we are going to try to have some idea. So the idea today about gender differences, why men and women communicate so differently, is there a difference about their brain, is it not, are we going to make many people upset today? Because that's a topic.
Oh,
that makes...
yeah, we are probably.
Yeah, we are.
Isn't that the goal of the show?
It makes them, to make them think.
Oh.
That's the goal of the show. So, there's always going
to
be
if
somebody...
If I only had a brain, I would be able to pick up on this show.
Well, we are keeping our age... in development with our brain actually as we age. So we're going to talk about aging today as well. But the first thing I'll say, I will probably upset some people today. They're going to say, what? I'm not that kind of woman. And what? I'm not that kind of man. But so I'm going to say as a disclaimer, many of the things I talk about today are general. They're not, you know, there's always going to be somebody outside of the box. Like I'm more like a guy than a girl in so many ways. Okay, I communicate very directly, bottom line. I don't like a lot of emotions going on.
I've noticed that about you.
Yeah.
You're very direct.
Very direct. Well,
yeah.
That's my background, too.
That is your thing.
That's right. We're Italian, hot-tempered. Anyways.
Uh-oh.
But, but with that, you know, but there's some humor to that, too. And I actually think you're the perfect person to be today on the show. Part of the reason is because...
Well, you say that now. We're not sure about later what will happen.
we're going to go to commercials if that happens.
Oh, okay.
But the, you know, science shows that humor is one of the magical things that keep relationship going on well and for a very long time. So it is an ingredient for great relationships. And we need to talk about that. It's also protective for the brain. A lot of people don't know, but
humor is
very healthy for the brain.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it sparks your brain in so many areas that when we age, we no longer see a lot of activity. Humor does that.
Well, I think in general for your body, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Humor is supposed to be. It's like a medicine.
It is. Humor and crying. So people who cry tend to
crying
be healthier.
Is also good for you. Oh, I'm in great shape then.
So, you know, when queer women laugh and cry and then laugh and cry, it's just a protective thing.
It's a protective thing, yeah.
Women live longer, 7 years longer than men.
Really? Well, then I better get going because I got things to do.
Why do you think women live longer? Why do you think women
Why is that?
Yeah.
I think they drink more.
You think they drink
and
more?
And it preserves their body and their mind.
All right. So as the doctor, I'm going to take back the microphone so we can say some science. Well, there is a saying, an old age... Men age like fine wine, and women age like a glass of milk.
Oh, really?
That makes a lot of women very upset, rightfully, because we don't get sour as we age. That's not very nice to say that.
Well, I have some exes that might fit in that category.
I have some exes that fit in that category, and they're no women.
Well, see.
However,
it's a tie.
Well, the truth is different. The truth that men, here's a very cool fact a lot of people don't know. Men become more like women as they age, and women become more like men.
Is that right?
Yes, we converge.
So the implants are going to work for me?
Which implants?
Oh,
I don't want to ask, actually.
I'm just kidding. I've had a lot of implants. That's how I roll.
As long as they're working well.
Well, we'll see.
We can have that discussion off air.
But oh, okay.
Men, you know, men become more sensitive as they age. They become more home-oriented, domesticated.
Really?
Less sexual and more intimate. They become more emotionally oriented to their environment, so they're more thoughtful about it. It's almost like if you take, you know, older men, they're so much fun for a woman because they have a deeper way about them, about life, and they might not actually jump into things the way they used to when they were younger. And they appreciate the home-oriented thing, which is very cool for women because women are born this way, and they actually change over time and become more like men. Women become more confident, independent, logical, less emotional, and more more physically conscious.
Ah, okay.
Or conscientious.
Right.
And so what do you think that is?
Why do I think that is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because the guys are staying at home watching football. They don't have...
That's why they're more home-oriented?
Yeah.
They need a cooked meal while they're watching their football?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So...
I didn't say that, did I? No.
Well, you might not be fitting the typical category that I'm talking about. You're still keeping yourself young.
I'm never at home. So these generalities are just all wrong.
Right. They're all wrong. Do you think men do want to be more at home when they get older?
I don't know. No.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Well, overall, and that's, again, generalities, but overall, statistically, it does look that way. If they get over certain things, and they might never do, right? But if we survive together, if a couple survive, or if a man and a woman survive together, their marriage continues and it triumphs, that conversion is actually good for them. They sort of like meet each other halfway through. So it's like, it's a very interesting thing. It's just that not a lot of marriages get there. A lot of relationships actually
A lot of them get don't there. Get there?
A lot no. of them. Statistically, many marriages
Why do you
fall
think
apart.
That is?
Wow, what a loaded question. Well, all kinds of reasons. I don't think people today get married for the right reasons to begin with. I think a lot of people get married for the wrong reason without paying attention to what's important in a relationship and in a marriage. And they get married because they've been together for a long time. You know, this has been surveyed. I mean, people have been asked about this. They felt bad to break apart. They've been together since high school. There was a pregnancy that was unplanned. They figured, well, we've been together that long. We may as well get married. That's a very common
right,
one.
Right.
And the other thing is they really don't know themselves very well.
What about knowing the other person? What if you pick the wrong person?
Absolutely. Most of us don't really do very good analysis when we're dating someone.
I know I don't.
our hormones and our bodies, you know, are in effect. And the truth is we jump into the bed before we jump into the contract. And that's the problem. You know, we're not, there's like, the contract sucks, let's say, with someone. You're not getting much in that contract. It's such a bad business deal, but you're already in bed together.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's too late.
Yeah, well, it's never too late.
Well, it's too
right?
late when you sign the contract. It's when it's too late.
Yeah, you're like saying, you know, as long as you're in bed together, it's all good and happy. And then you get to the contract details and you're like, wait a second.
Who needs, yeah. You got to read the small print.
Yeah, and no matter how, you know, I love it. One man said to me, no matter how beautiful she is, I was talking to this guy who dates absolutely gorgeous women, and he was getting really tired. And he said, you know, no matter how beautiful she is, after a couple of years together, if she's not beautiful inside, she looks very ugly to me in the morning.
I could agree with that.
Yeah. And I think it's the other way around, too. So, you know, I think part of it is to teach men and to teach women intelligent ways of dating and paying attention to things that are above and beyond just the looks of a person or how they make you feel physically. Because that's a very physiological thing. But we are more than animals, right? We are conscientious creatures that can
are
do
we,
so much
are
more.
We are more than animals, really?
If we choose to be.
Okay.
You know, if my husband behaves like a monkey.
Because I'm a Raider fan, so, you know.
I make him pray. I make my husband pray. If he wakes up in the morning like a baboon, he needs to do some good praying and
we
meditation.
We got to get him praying, yeah. That guy.
You know, it's a good thing. But I'm joking about this, but it is not a joke. It is really, it
now,
is
Now, how do you teach
thing.
People to be more intelligent about their dating, though?
Tools. You give
do you
them
put
tools.
Up signs on the freeway? Or?
No, they come to the therapist room and they ask for help.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's...
Like Tony Soprano.
I don't know that he gave very good advice. Did he survive? I don't think he survived either.
No, not him, the actor. I'm talking about the...
The character.
The character, yeah.
The character.
The character didn't, yeah. But, I mean, he did go for therapy.
He did go to therapy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And the most important thing is that you have a great relationship with your therapist because that makes the biggest difference, apparently. But I think one important thing before we go into a break, first of all, we want to hear from you about relationships. We're making it a fun show today because it is a topic that you need to have fun with and you need to keep an open mind. So we want to hear from you. 1-800-222-5222. Call in with your questions. We want to talk about the brain and how it affects dating and relationships.
Can I tell you one of my jokes?
Sure.
But it gets a lot of complaints, but maybe that's good. I don't mean it to be offensive in any way, but my joke was they have the first female referee in the National Football League last year. I was like, great, now the guys have to guess what they did wrong. Now, some people don't like that, but
I think it's confident, fairly
accurate in some ways.
Confident women can have a good laugh. You have to have a good laugh.
You have to be confident.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. There's times to be upset about that.
And if people are upset, I take that back.
Well... We can talk about that when we come back.
Okay. We're coming back.
Coming back. Stay with us.
Give us a call.
Give us a call.
The following message is brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The inherent right to work is one of the elemental privileges of a free people. Endowed, as our nation is, with abundant physical resources, and inspired as it should be, with the high purpose to make those resources and opportunities available for the enjoyment of all, we approach this problem of reemployment with the real hope of finding a better answer than we have now.
Your stuff can be more powerful than you think. Your stuff can be a resource for change. Donate to Goodwill, where your donations help fund job placement and training for people in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I don't understand why it's okay or people should feel entitled to say anything about anyone. Let's just call us what it is. Let's get the footage from Frankenstein or anywhere where there's village people with pitchforks and the village people all take off as a mob to go kill the beast. That's what we've all become. That used to be a punchline. They used to be some sort of joke of a primitive people that the more evolved, democratic, educated country and a modern country would never behave like that. And yet we've devolved into just that.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
And we are back on the Dr. D Show, neuropsychology and well-being, talking about the brain and gender differences here with Mr. Fraser Smith.
Huh? Oh, hi.
How are you? Welcome. Here we are back again.
That was the difference. Guys are never paying attention.
I love that.
That's one of the big differences.
It's because if women talk too much. So seriously now, women's areas in the brain that have to do with language are bigger. They're one area is 18% bigger, the other one's 20% bigger. So women speak in a more complicated way and convoluted way and use a lot of different words. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
That's exactly my point. So, so you know, we say when we give advice, now again, we're generalizing, right? But when women speak, they tend to use a lot more elaborated language. And so a lot of times men will just tune out if it's too much. It's too much information, and it's not clear and it's not direct.
I'm that way if I get a long text.
And sometimes it's an excuse.
Right?
Yes, with texts and emails. And, yeah. And I'm more like a guy. So when I studied a lot of this information, I was very rebellious. And I said, this is BS. You
That's
know?
How, yeah, you don't take that.
No, I don't take that.
You're
I don't
doctor.
Want to be told that.
No.
But the truth is, we have to think about the vast majority.
Yeah. Oh, we do?
Vast majority. When a man and a woman come into the room and they've been in a relationship and she says, he never listens to me. I tell him what to do and he never follows through. You know, and he says, I have no idea what she wants. So part of the best...
So my referee joke wasn't that bad.
Well, it directs, though, it goes directly to the differences in the way that we communicate. Now, the good news, the brain of a man and a woman overall is actually pretty similar. So most things we are very similar about. There are some things we're different, and one of them is socialization and communication.
Oh, okay. And what are the differences?
The differences are that women are, like I said, they speak more. They use more elaborate language.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they have a lot of emotional content to what they're saying. Men get sometimes very confused with that because they're not sure what the woman is asking. So one thing to be is very direct and simple and clear for a woman when she
Once
speaks
again,
to a man.
Once again, my joke stands up.
Stands again.
Yeah.
On the other hand, men are very good with visual processing. By the way, and this is not so much language, right? We're talking about processing visual information. Men are visual. Okay.
Yes.
And but they're also we call it it's a big word visual spatial processing. The way they process their visual environment, the even their navigation system in the brain is bigger.
I feel spatial.
So, as long as you're not spaced out. Is this happening already?
Maybe too late for that.
Stay with me.
I plan to do that.
Awesome.
That's gonna. All right. Now, do we have phone calls? We have some phone calls.
Yay.
Yeah, they're coming in.
Awesome. Call us. We want to know what your story is.
Screener to sleep. Yeah. How about a story from someone out there that a relationship thing that
yes, what
they're going through?
This is to our listeners.
Have gone through.
Tell us your story. What questions do you have about men and women and the difference in the brain?
All I know is I can't keep a relationship together for more than like 2 hours.
Do you think it's unique to you?
Maybe an hour and a half. No. Because the engineers are all going, yeah, man, thumbs up. They're the same way.
There's more males in the room that feel the same way.
I think we all feel that way.
No. Here's the number.
The engineers are weighing in going, no.
Call us. 800-222-5222. Call us at KABC.
What was that number again?
800-222-5222. Please call us. We want to hear your story.
All right. Can I go in the next room and call?
I will know it is
I
you.
I have a good story.
Tell us our story. You have a story?
No, I have no story.
Oh, gosh. But, you know, the other thing is...
I have a lot of broken relationships, though.
And so many people do. And like I said, people make wrong choices. But the other thing is also, how do you resolve issues? Who says you go into a business and something goes wrong and you're like, bye-bye, I'm not going to pay the rent and I'm not going to pay my employees because something just went wrong.
So that's a good point. Do you encourage people to stick it out and try to work it out?
Many times you got to try to do that before you break the package.
Wait a minute. All right, never mind.
Okay, there's some things that are big no-nos, right?
Yeah, that's one of them.
What, staying together?
No, don't break the package.
It's a very...
That will crush every relationship.
But, you know, there's sometimes children are involved.
It's very painful, that's all I'm saying.
Dogs. Animals, children, there's different things and they're not in the same level, of course, but there's other lives that are affected when you put your life together with somebody else, and there has to be some sense of responsibility, which people obviously don't
see. That's the problem. Guys aren't responsible.
I don't know that guys aren't. Sometimes I see the
girl
is not
anyway.
Responsible. Did you know with cheating, it's a very interesting thing. Statistically, women get away with cheating without their men know a lot more than men get away with cheating than...
I wish you hadn't told me that.
And that's, you know, so one of the things...
I
think men and women can be
night.
Just as guilty. They're just as guilty. If they want to break a package or they don't want to follow through with something, they're going to do that and they're going to find ways. But, and here's some saving grace here. I want to say I became very forgiving. I became very forgiving when I started working with people and saw why they cheat. And with the exception of the pathological cheater who follows every single thing that's coming his way that's brand new, many times people cheat, especially men, by the way, cheat when they hit a crisis, when their business falls apart, when they file bankruptcy, when they lost their parent, when they feel like they age, when they lost their Mercedes.
Boy, I should be cheating a lot.
Oh.
Under those rules.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, but then we have to triumph, right? You have to triumph about
Yeah,
that.
We do. That's the key, triumph.
Yeah. It wasn't about the Mercedes, and it wasn't about
No.
No, no. One interesting article that just came out talked about how men actually become more attractive the older they get and what the biological
reasons are. Well, I'll go with that one.
So, you know, a lot more men can pull off probably the white hair than women, but I don't think it should be that way. You know, women can carry beauty. And by the way, men say that. Women can carry beauty regardless, most of the times, regardless of the particulars of their looks. So it's about the way they carry themselves, and it's about their confidence, and it's about the way they feel about themselves many times that makes them more attractive to men.
That's right.
You know, there could be a lot of women who do a lot of plastic surgery who are not attractive.
You don't need that plastic surgery.
No.
You're beautiful.
Well, there's so many ways women can be beautiful. And the truth is, when you see why couples stay together, by the way, they did that. They did very interesting long-term studies.
We don't have a sponsor that's a plastic surgeon, do we?
We should have one
so
on board.
Did I? Okay, I shouldn't have said that.
Actually, we're going to have a plastic surgeon coming on board this show, speaking about, he's like world known, he's amazing. He's going to talk about the psychology of plastic surgery, why people do that, you know, so that'll be interesting topic. But with that in mind, call us if you have any questions.
What's
and
that
we want to hear
again?
Your story. 1-800-222-5222. Taking it a bit more serious again, differences between men and women. So we talked about men being more visually oriented. Whether it is justified or not, men differentiated between, when they were asked about sexuality, they differentiated between meaningful sex to senseless sex. So they had those two different categories.
There's a difference?
And I won't mention who, but for some men, it sounds like senseless sex was always there, the only option. But for some men, there is a difference.
Well, and when I meet that guy, he's probably out there somewhere.
In the other room right there smiling.
Those are my fans. I have two of them left.
But, you know, for women, there really wasn't, and again, we're generalizing here, right? But for women, there wasn't a big difference between those two. Women had this thing of meaningful sex. They wanted sex to become, most women, to become more meaningful or go into a meaningful relationship. And I think part of that, biologically, women are oriented at the beginning towards building a home and making a family, and that's why emotionally they are more involved this way. And again, we're generalizing. And men are more out there with, you know, testosterone, trying to find as many women as possible. And then, as we said, we converge. We kind of like, you know, women start feeling like, okay, it's not the biggest thing for me right now to get. I had my babies, or, you know, I'm over that, and I want to see myself accomplishing more. So women statistically actually become a lot more, like I said, confident and accomplish more. Now, with time, you want to make sure that the way that a man and a woman talk makes sense to each other, so they can actually tell each other.
So that they can lead to that senseless sex that we were talking about.
Yep, and we have a caller. So,
oh, a caller.
Yay, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
You're very welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Hi. Paul, do you have any story for us?
Well, I really have a question, because I heard you talking about the difference between men's and women's brains and how they process things. I was wondering if you could comment a little bit on the difference between how men and women process stress.
Very good question.
And especially sometimes financial stress that a family faces, or children problems. How do men and women vary in that area? I'd really like to hear something about that.
Well, you know, men and women process stress differently also because of cultural expectations. So men are expected, in general, in most homes, men are expected to carry the boat, to carry the load, to pay the bills for their children, for their wives, and the pressure can mount very strongly on a man. And when things start falling apart, he tries to hold it together. That's something I see a lot in the clinic. He tries to hold it together, and it doesn't matter how wealthy he is, all sorts of problems show up.
What are you supposed to do?
And well, before we say what we're supposed to do, we need to understand that men try to sort of retrieve to their cave. They try to solve it on their own, or they try not to get the family to know what's going on, and it puts another stress on them, which physically is really bad for them, actually. Men are more sensitive to diseases because they only have one X and one Y chromosomes, and so most diseases that we talk about that are linked to the Y chromosome can suddenly occur, and that's important to know. So one thing we ask men what to do is, first of all, to have somebody they trust and they can count on and they respect to talk to outside of the home setting, like a professional, to work through those issues. It's a very important thing so they cannot make mistakes that they would make under the sense of pressure and stress. By the way, we've got another, so Paul, I hope this was helpful to you. Women process stress differently in the sense that they do, some people would call it passive-aggressive behavior. I don't like to describe it that way, but I'll say that women might find other ways, like maybe going out with their friends more, disconnecting from men, shopping, retail therapy. All sorts of ways that women might, and by the way, they might resort to having romantic relationships outside of the relationship to feel good about themselves and young again. So it's very important for men to understand they need to continue to treat their wives like a flower love her. You're welcome. Thank you for being the show.
Thank you, Paul.
All
right.
Thank
you so much for calling in.
We're getting a lot of calls now.
We've got Teresa. Teresa, come on board. Welcome to the show.
Doctor. Oh, thank you very much. I'm a mental health professional also, but I'm having a very difficult time with the end of my 30-year marriage, to the point where I was suicidal.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The thing is, there was no infidelity on my part and on his part. He was just, it was a sexless marriage. He had no interest in sex whatsoever.
That's a very big part of a relationship. That's a human need that we have.
Doctor, what would you recommend in that situation?
Well, it sounds though that the issue, although that before I answer that question, it sounds like the going through divorce was the decision that was made. Are you happy with that decision?
No. I think I will love my husband. I know. I mean, I know I'll love him till the day I die. And if he needed me, I would be there.
Do you think that's a problem?
Myself to do.
Well, here's something to think about. I don't think that's a problem. I think that when we think about relationships, we need to transcend the boundaries, the regular boundaries. Okay, we were married and now we're not married. We are adults and we are older. And I think that it's okay to love him for what you can love him for and for the time you were together and be there for him whenever he needs to. As long as he treats you the same way, you can have a different you can continue your love in a different way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Though I had to ask him, I mean, he moved out in February, and then May, we sat down, and, you know, he could never look me in the eye for the past 2 years. It was basically a sexless marriage. I mean, after, you know, backing up the first 7 years, we went for marriage counseling with a female MST, and then when it was 14 years, we went to go see a male MST. And then when it came to 21 years for another tune-up, I asked him, can we go to a marriage therapist? And he said no. So I knew that, you know, that I was in trouble.
How about a strip club? No.
Well, you know, it's a strip club wouldn't do it.
I'm sorry.
It's actually a very physiological thing, by the way. Sometimes for men, they hit the point of not being interested in sex a lot earlier than other men. There's a very physiological process to it. It sounds like that physical need you still have very strongly. So I would challenge you to think about seeing the relationship with him as for what it is and continue to be there for him spiritually and emotionally and as a close friend at the same time that you may explore a relationship after a divorce. I don't think you have to stop loving him. That's
Are you still
just
friends?
My suggestion.
Are you still friends?
We're amicable. Here's the thing. For as long as I've known him, I mean, it was a first-time marriage for both of us, and I had 3 kids for him within 4 years because he's 11 years older than me. So I wanted to give him the family life that he wanted, but I'm thinking it was all about image for him.
But Teresa, can I challenge you on something? Because we're on air, so we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to throw this at you, okay? You need to think about the bottom line. What is the bottom line? The bottom line is not living in the past. Why did we get married? What did we give each other? You've built a life. You raised kids. You made decisions at the time that you knew were best. And it's okay to change and augment and make decisions where you are today. The people who live in the past have a very hard time being happy in the present. You are not the same person, and he's not the same person. I think it's very important to give respect to the time that you were together and created something meaningful. Give that the respect. Close that door and open another door where you're going to have different circumstances where your today's needs are met. And with that, do you see what I'm saying? So I want you to, your challenge is to think about a future that could be bright. It could be a more intelligent and healthier future for you where you're at today. Okay?
I realize that.
Thank you very much, Teresa, for your call, and I wish you much happiness with your further decision making.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you for calling in.
Doctor, that was good.
Thanks so much, and we would like to hear from all of you calling in with questions full of meaning. 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. We'll be soon back.
Are we coming back?
We're coming back. Right. Don't leave us.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
People are always talking about the stock market. Always looking to invest in a good opportunity. Something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future? The future of kids. Like a stock. Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney from my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
It's a double face-off Monday on KABC. First, the Donald faces off against Hillary Clinton in the first of 3 presidential debates. Then, the Kings face off against the Arizona Coyotes in their preseason opener.
Backhander, score!
Trump, Hillary, round 1, tomorrow at 6, immediately followed by Kings and Coyotes on a double face-off Monday on 790 KABC.
Welcome back to the Dr. D Show. I am here with Fraser Smith talking about gender differences in the brain.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. We're back again.
Once again, I wasn't paying attention. but that was good what you told that woman, I thought. Very helpful.
Thank you. You know, part of it is...
Can't live in the past.
Can't live in the past. We can't, you know, it's painful. However we try to make things light, and we do need to also make things light. Sometimes people get entangled. You know, we see it on the couch all the time.
What about creativity, too? You were mentioning that you could be a little more creative.
Yeah, creativity is very important.
Or whatever.
Thank you for, you know, we were talking about this off air. Creativity is very, very important in a relationship because you're together forever. You already know almost every single thing about each other. But why should it be that way?
Why?
Shouldn't it be cool if you get a phone call from your spouse from like some hotel saying, hey, this is, you know, not your wife, Patricia, but this is Ashley. You know, I mean.
Oh, Ashley.
See?
What if there is an Ashley? Then you're in trouble.
What if Ashley is really Patricia? Then that's okay.
That's another thing.
That's a different story.
You can always have fun that way.
Well, part of it is to liven up the relationship.
There's a three-way you didn't have planned.
With two people in the room. That's a lot of unclear picture.
Save space, though.
And politically correct.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, creativity. We touch on that. You know, you want to enliven the relationship because excitement and change is what fuel passion.
Yep.
And that's why people are together at the end of the day. And by the way, that's why people do other things. Like, by the way, I'm not touching on too much about that topic today, but I'm very passionate about the topic of passion.
What was the topic? Oh, passion?
Passion. Because, you know, everything we do in life because we have passion. Why people don't sleep at night? Because they got an idea and they have passion for it and they're just going to do it. Why people don't sleep at night? Because they have passion for each other. That is what fuels youth. And that's what fuels relationships. And one thing is to work on that love that they had when they first met. I like to travel with couples in time to the time that they just dated.
So you're a time lord?
Sometimes we can torture time and go back.
Okay.
Sometimes it's fun. You know, and a lot of times it helps the relationship because life, you know, it's just got so many problems and issues and it grinds you down and it makes you feel like blah. But when you dated that person the first time, you guys were rock stars.
Yeah, that's how it always starts out.
That's right. So you want to go back to the time you guys were rock stars because at the end of the day, you really are rock stars for each other's life.
But how do you do that? How do you go back?
If you have a friendship, how do you go back in time? Well, you need to get a good help from a professional. I love doing that, by the way.
Like Doctor Who?
Like Dr. D.
He's a professional.
With you. But,
time traveler.
But it is. Time travel is magical.
Yeah.
And imagination.
Well, that yeah.
Imagination is very cool. You know, when we get older, we lose a lot of that.
Yeah, you told her that, I think.
It's very important to be imaginative, creative, have fun with it. You know, just get a good laugh together. That's your area of expertise.
It is? Oh. Well, what about the fun part, though? That's important.
Yes, and you have to have fun with each other. And you have to also have respect. You can't lose respect. That's a really big one. Once you start losing respect for each other and stepping over each other's sense of self...
It's never good.
It's very hard to get it together.
Look what happened
back
to Rodney Dangerfield. He had a huge career by being disrespected.
Well, you know, and that's a different type of career. But okay. Call us, 800-222-5222.
What is our topic again? Passion? No, what do we ask them to do? How about people with complaints? Or not just complaints, solutions.
Yeah, ideas that you have about that. Some questions you
or
have
complaints.
About males and female differences. What's going on in a relationship that you know about that's really frustrating to you? We want to hear about that because through that, you know, through the examples of our callers. By the way, they called in with great questions. I'm able to explain and give examples.
You were great.
Of what's going on.
I was
on.
Impressed. I took notes on that last
Thank
thing you.
I was impressed. I was like, who's speaking?
Can't find my notes, though, but that was good.
It's funny you say that because
guys always lose their stuff. I can't find my notes.
But it's how they felt at the end of the day that was important.
It is. That's
it wasn't about the notes.
It's the key is how you feel.
Yes. Did they go home feeling good about it or bad?
Well, I think you helped those two callers
to feel
better about themselves.
And move forward to life with better decision making. There is a lot of colors in relationships. Like people should not be seeing it as black or white. People should be able to see all of those different potential scenarios you can and options. You know, you can do that. We can do that as people, and you live a better life this way.
Gotta have options.
Gotta have options.
Yeah.
Now, you know, with that, I just wanted to mention another thing. You know, there's something about women are very tactile. And tend to be, and men tend to be very visually oriented. So when you think about that, women like to be, everybody likes to be touched, okay? We're all sensory oriented. But, you know, women are very good doing things with their hands, working with their hands many times, although some men are very, you know, talented.
Wait a minute. Don't get me started.
But, you know, and men like the visual component. It has an impact on them. So I think when women, I challenge the fact that some women say, you know, I don't care he's visually oriented. He needs to transcend above that. He needs to like me the way I am, ugly with no makeup and, you know, wearing schlubby clothes. He just needs to transcend above that because we shouldn't be superficial people. Sure, we shouldn't be superficial, right?
But
it's intelligent for a woman to understand how a man works and how his brain is oriented. They are born this way, most of you guys. Rather than say, "Oh, I'm just gonna ignore that and I'm gonna walk around, you know, the way I want to, and he just needs to like me the way I am." Because the truth is, he's gonna walk out the door.
I don't want to even comment.
I said it for you.
I have to go.
No, it doesn't mean, but then again, men need to be reasonable too. And, you know, if I hear a man, you know, every once in a while I hear a man saying, well, I'm like, what are you looking for in a girl? Well, she needs to be a size 2. If he knows the size of a bra, by the way, and he makes a comment about that, I literally open the door and I say, I need you out. I need you to come back when you do earn a brain and come back. Now, but the thing is, it's a very big deal because I don't want to hear about a breast. I don't want to hear about that because that tells me that he has not done some good work in developing himself.
Exactly.
Right? So it all has to be balanced, all within reason. Women should understand how men orient to do a better job. Men should understand how women orient to do a better job. Women need continuous emotional care just like anybody else. They need to know, like, you know, if your wife, you know, just fed your 3 kids and bathed them and everything else after she had a full day of work, make her feel like a flower. You got to make her feel like a flower because that's what she really wants. She's not likely to go into bed with you after she had all these chores and then see you as another chore.
Oh.
That's when the headache shows up.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
And the stomachache.
The stomachache.
Okay.
My God. I got one now.
I hope you guys understand we are laughing about this, but this is really not.
No, it's not.
Very important stuff to understand.
Give us a call, though.
800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. We want to hear from you.
Get those complaints ready.
What are your questions and stories? What do you have in mind? What's difficult for you in your relationships? And stay tuned with us, and we will be back.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yo, give me some of that damn fried chicken.
KFC has created a Kentucky Fried Chicken SPF 30 sunscreen. Oh,
God. Does it smell like chicken?
Yes, it does.
Ew! Are you kidding me? Get over here. You smell so good. I want to eat you. is that the turkey cookie? No, your mom's just sunbathing out there. She forgot to put the bird in. But that's her. She smells like fried chicken.
The Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to the Dr. D Show. It is wonderful to have you with us. I am here with Fraser Smith. We're talking about men and women.
Oh.
We are back.
Oh, okay.
So, Fraser, what do you think about the voice of women?
You mean the voice of women? You mean Hillary Clinton?
How it affects you. Well, this week.
You mean their actual voice?
Yeah. How do you think it affects? What do you think about the way a voice of a woman affects a man? Do you think there's something to it?
Well, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, because we're talking to a lot of people. But, I was dating a girl long ago. I was telling you this off the air. She was awesome, super smart, beautiful, you know, just a wonderful person, but had a crazy kind of voice, kind of like a cartoony voice. And it happens men have weird voices, too. I'm not saying that all women do.
Sure.
I'm just saying this particular woman did. And it was kind of a deal breaker for me.
Sure. And, you know, it's interesting you say that because I looked to see if there was actually science behind it. And what I found was very interesting. The studies that show that men and women process the voice of men and women differently in the brain. So when women listen to men or women, they tend to process it in the language area, which is less emotional.
Uh-huh.
When men process the voice of a woman, they process it closer to the music area and the area that affects them more emotionally. So when a man listens to a woman, the voice of the woman affects him emotionally.
I thought I was listening to Nickelodeon.
And I think that it might, some of the hypotheses about it is that,
because it was
kind
of cartoony and
yeah.
That did get on my nerves after a while.
Yeah, and you know a lot
is
of...
Is that just me though, or is that
no,
normal?
No, it sounds
like
because
she was like awesome. I'm not saying anything bad about
sure,
her.
But you didn't like her voice. You didn't
voice,
like the way
yeah.
it sounded, and
yeah.
it really affected you, and it was a turnoff.
Over a period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, and it can be a turnoff. And some men say, it's you know, at some point she was talking, my wife was talking, and I stopped listening. I couldn't hear her anymore. You know, her voice like went really
what?
High pitch.
I'm sorry, what?
And it was really high pitch, and I didn't like it anymore.
Oh.
You know, and it was like, this is so, you know, and so, and it's funny because I was in one lecture, and I talked about this, and I said, you know, men process it in the music area. And so one guy stood up in the crowd and said, I don't think my wife's voice is music. It's no music. I hate that. You know, and it just went on and on. And I said, well, actually, it was bad music to you. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like bad music. Like, you know, when you hear music you don't like, you cringe, right?
Yeah.
The point of it is that it has an emotional reaction on you. So it's interesting because they find that men are sensitive to the voice of a woman, and they can actually get aroused by the voice, or they can get deterred by the voice. So it's just an interesting fact between men and women.
I would agree.
So
I'm shaking my head yes.
You know, so one thing I like to do is break some myth out there because we don't have a lot of time left. But I want to say, you know, there's like all this research that came out at the beginning about like men are have more giftedness to them. So that turned out to be a blah because more... men were referred...
Wait a minute, we don't? Oh, okay, I'm leaving.
I hate to break it to you. More men were referred to be tested to be gifted than girls. So then, hence, there were more boys that were determined to be gifted.
Oh, is that how what happened? Oh, okay.
And then another interesting on the opposite direction is, you know, statistically, it tends to be that more girls graduate from school than boys.
And, is that true?
And girls tend to get better grades than boys overall academically. And
wow.
I think one of the
they
reasons
they haven't
is,
seen my report card.
Well, you know, that's good. Maybe
they did. I'd be kicked off this show too.
You know, but it's you know, one of the reasons are
what's that? Why?
Because and I was a teacher for several years before I got my PhD. Boys, the way the system is operated today to teach is not catered to the temperament and the nature of young, rambunctious boys, in my opinion. I think that our school setting is designed more for girls and their temperaments and the way that they're learning. And I'm not the only one who thinks that way. There's other scholars that feel the same way. You know, boys...
We get bored real quick.
Well, they need more physical activity. They need more
challenge.
But
not with this show. This show is not boring at all to me.
I agree. Well, you're on board, so now it's not boring.
See?
For just me, it would be complete shame.
You know,
so it's just, it is. It's just, you totally throw me off of my scientific hat. You know, it just comes right off, and I'm like, what? But it's true. You know, in a way, I think that it's an interesting fact. I don't think we make an environment comfortable for boys all the time to learn, so then they feel that they need to get punished for being boys.
Now, if we had a school in a sports bar, though, we could probably make something happen.
And isn't that interesting that things turn around the other way? Men tend to drink, based on what you're saying, men tend to drink when they're younger a lot more than when they're older statistically, while women tend to hit the alcohol problems, women that do hit that, actually somewhere above 40s, which is...
Now, why do you think that is?
Well, this who knows what the reason is, but one of my theories is because of, well, A, that they're becoming, we talked about that, we're becoming a little bit more like men, and I'm not sure how the two still relate, but B is because of, you know, being a mother to kids and having the stress of going through that.
Oh, so you got a lot of stress that
and
you need to...
I think that women want to feel young again, and they want to feel fun again, and they feel stressed. And
Couple of drinks.
They miss that girl was having a lot of fun, and they worry that they're not going to be liked and loved because they're older and they're, you know, their body is not the same.
Couple more drinks.
Yes.
Now we're rolling.
Here we go. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why women do that, and I always challenge that, and I say, no, you can look beautiful and fun after having kids and have a great time doing things that are healthier for you.
Yeah. Women are beautiful at any age.
It's much more fun when you remember what happened the next day.
I don't know about that.
So if you liked what happened, you know,
with alcohol, you
don't get to choose when with alcohol.
That's
you don't
true.
Get to choose too much. So maybe it's a blessing you don't remember.
Probably.
But, you know, so one thing to think about, you know, before we're done today, when women talk to men, it's a good idea many times to be directive, to be simple, to be clear. When women listen to men, don't try to read between the lines or guess what he potentially meant. Does he really want to marry me? Is he really going to give me a ring? Here's the bottom line. A guy wants to marry you and he's crazy for you. He ain't going to wait too long. And if he's waiting too long, he's not going to marry you or it's not going to work out. So I always tell girls, don't waste your time. You know, when I wanted to get married, my poor husband, I literally like said, this is what I want. This is what it's going to be. And you better, you know, either you're here or you're not. And, you know, he happened to say yes. And I liked him.
Well, but, he's a smart guy.
You know, thank you. Yeah. I don't know about that. I'm not guilty of it. But
come on.
But I got to tell you, it's that's an advice. You know, that's a thing to think about. Don't waste your time and waste your beautiful years with somebody who doesn't really actually want you.
That's probably good advice.
Yes, because if he doesn't want you now, he's not going to want you after having kids. Goodness gracious. Or having financial problems. So God knows what. He needs to really want you, okay? Really, really want you when you get married for that to have a chance to survive. You know, and the other thing what I say for women, actually, this one is for men. You know, when men talk to women, they could probably choose their words more carefully. And they can probably do a better job explaining themselves, where they're coming from.
That's not going to happen.
I think they
I'm just kidding.
They can do some work on that. You know, probably not say the first thing that comes to their mind.
What? Oh.
Because, you know, men sometimes say the thing just because it's the logical thing to say. And they many times try to resolve a problem or, you know.
And what would
like,
you suggest? Holding back and just waiting, listening more?
Yes, just listen more. See if you get to the bottom line. See what she's trying to say. And sometimes
listening
it's okay
is
to
so
say,
hard to do in those circumstances, though.
You know, I love telling people.
I'm not even listening now. And this is a good show.
You know, just sometimes we just have to stop talking and, you know.
That's what my boss told me. And I have a radio program.
A silent moment and try to think what was the bottom line, you know, rather than going in circles, which people like to do.
Oh, yeah.
Stating too many facts without a reason for that, that's for men. Men like to state facts. You know, oh, this girl is gorgeous. Oh, my God, you know, you look kind of tired today. Not always a good idea. We've got a caller. Let's have our caller on. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind, Julie?
Okay, so I just wanted to, I know you're talking about difference between men and women and understanding and all that. Well, sometimes after I get, like, you know, come home after work, my husband is really kind of persistent about wanting to, like, you know, have sex or whatever, and I am, it's not that we don't, because we do, but sometimes after I tell him that I'm too tired, he'll say okay, and then ask me about it again 5 minutes later.
Okay, so one thing to say is to establish ground rules, okay? And that's, and you can remind him multiple times until he gets used to it. We only have a couple of seconds left, so all I'm going to say is set up some ground rules and say, look, when I come home, I'm not there yet, okay? I'm not there yet for another half an hour. I need my time. I need my shower. I need my thing. Whatever he needs to do, go on the computer, take a walk, something else. I'm not there yet. And he needs to understand that rather than you giving excuses. Make it as a ground rule. Repeat it after a few times. He'll get used to it. All right?
All right.
That in mind, thank you so much for calling Dr. D Show. And be well.
Yeah, a couple drinks wouldn't hurt either.
This show furnished by NeuroHealth LLC.